Good morning. Welcome once again to Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want to continue today with our discussion about reverence and respect for God, His church, sanctuaries, the buildings that we use to worship the Lord in, and those type of things. And if you remember yesterday, we talked about how the Lord said in Leviticus, observe my Sabbaths and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. You know, also Hebrews, it says in Hebrews, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. And that's Hebrews 12:28-29. You know, and it just as blatant and plain as can be that, you know, we're to be thankful and worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And you know, I just feel like we don't do that in today's society at all. We used to, as I've used before and other ministers are used before. I've heard it from other people, so ministers preaching. So I know it happens, but I've used this same myself on some of my messages here on the radio, is that I can remember a time even when I was younger. I'm 60 years old. I can remember when I was a youngster, and when you walked into a church building, you had a feeling of, I guess it was respect and awe, fear, because if he was doing anything wrong at all, when you walked into a church, you felt convicted. Because you knew this was a place where God was, and you just really felt convicted of what you were doing wrong. And it's not like that anymore. It's just not like that anymore. It's sad. It's a terrible, terrible loss. But you know, that seems to be what's going on in the world, you know, today. It's really sad. But you know, God opposes the proud, remember that, but he gives grace to the humble. That's 1 Peter 5:5. It's important we remember that. And that's kind of where we was leaving off a little bit yesterday. But, you know, as we was talking about your church building, your temple that you might worship in, you know, it doesn't need to be super fancy. It doesn't need to be luxurious. As I said in yesterday's program, you know, if in the wilderness, all they had their temple, their tabernacle back in that day in the wilderness was just a tent. But if it was to be revered, then a simply constructed building with handmade furniture can also be reverenced as God's house. So anything that you use for your worship place, whatever that church building is, if it's clean, if it's, you know, you keep it up the best you can, it can be a holy place. But you got to give respect and some reverence and honor to that place. You know, we just have to do that. Now, I want to also talk to you a little bit about something that is going on in today's society, you know, that I think is really, it's sad, it shouldn't be happening, and some people say it's a minor thing, but I don't think so. But today in a lot of the churches we see, you know, children not taught properly. You know, behavior in a sanctuary, a church auditorium, should always be respectful and reverent towards God. I believe that with all my heart. But, you know, those who have not been taught this, you know, the reverence and the, you know, the respect towards God in this building, sometimes they, you know, and you've seen it, they treat it as a place to, you know, to run around and shout and play and socialize and everything else, not only during the worship service and altar prayer time, but also when the sanctuary is nearly empty. All should respect and reverence the place where God meets his church community. I really believe that. Though, you know, we firmly believe in the New Testament principle of our personal bodies being temples for the dwelling of God's Holy Spirit. And I explained that yesterday. But we also recognize that the facilities in which we come together, for worship, they should be treated as special, as God had said, with respect and reverence for God. Just as we have stood on holy ground as we worshiped our wonderful God and Lord, you know, we should respect this, the space as holy even when we're not worshiping. It's not a building, to have fun in. It's a house of worship, for land's sakes. And that's where we're missing the boat. I really, really believe that. I really do, folks. And I'd like to hear your comments on it. If you disagree with me, email me, let me know. That's okay. I really value you guys' opinion out there. A lot of you have emailed me, and I appreciate it. Tell me what you think. If you think I'm wrong, you know, straighten me up. Nothing wrong with that. And keep one thing in mind. Even though we should respect and give reverence to this, to the temple that we use to worship in, the building, remember that a sinner that comes walking in that building, he's not under the same obligation. He's needing to find Jesus as his Savior. That's what he comes walking, that person will come walking in there for. So we don't expect them to show that respect and honor because they haven't learned it. Maturity in the Christian walk will show, you know, respect and reverence. If you really are maturing in the Lord, you'll gain more reverence and respect for God's presence. I guarantee you, you will. We just have to work at it. You know, it's kind of like music. If music's respectful to the Lord, I think that's wonderful. But, you know, one of the things we should make sure is when we have our worship music, is it edifying and drawing people closer to God? Is it worshiping God? That's the main thing. It's so important. You know, we got to make sure that we give that reverence and respect, to the Lord. But there's some other things that I truly believe that is a shame in the church today that goes along with what we're talking about. You got people out there who are making a mockery of the Lord. No respect, no reverence whatsoever, in my personal opinion. You got Rodney Howard Brown, who is the author of this Holy Laughter thing. He's really big on this Holy Laughter. He thinks that you should all of a sudden start laughing down in your belly, and you just laugh and laugh, and it's Holy Laughter until you're falling out of your pews, rolling on the ground. I mean, all kind of the nastiest, stupidest nonsense. Certainly not of God. I don't believe that for one second. He's also the guy who said, get drunk in the Lord. He's a Holy Ghost bartender. What kind of reference and respect are you giving to God when you call yourself a Holy Ghost bartender? Everybody knows a bartender is a person who peddles whiskey and beer and, you know, alcohol to people, and it's bad for you, and it's dangerous to drink too much of it. It'll consume your life, ruin your life. Why would you even want to begin to say that you're a bartender of anything? You're not a bartender. If you're a minister and you're preaching the Word of God, the only thing that you should tell people is, I'm a minister preaching the Word of God. I convey the Lord's Word to you. I'm preaching the Word. You know, I know some people say, well, you're selling Jesus. Well, you know, I don't call it that. My uncle one time told me that, but I knew what he meant. He didn't mean I should sell Jesus' word to make a living from. What he said was I should be preaching the Word. Preaching the Word. That's what he meant. And, you know, I finally came to the day when I did start preaching the Word. But these guys are so disrespectful. You got another guy named David Crowder, and David Crowder Band. It's a new agey, new hip-hop Christian rock type of stuff. And they got some pretty music, good music. They got some decent worship type music. They also got some trash. And he also... him and his guys in the band and people around him and in the church and everywhere else, they got this little thing where they act like they're smoking marijuana joints and puffing on these babies and taking hits off of token for the Jesus, they call it. Token for the Lord and token for Jesus. A toke is when you take a puff off a marijuana cigarette. And that's what they're saying. They're getting stoned for Jesus. Acting like they're, if you want to say I'm so full of the Lord's joy that I'm excited and exuberant and everything, that's wonderful. But why do you want to take a earthly carnal something from Satan himself and use it as a reference to the Lord? Token for Jesus. Token what? He acts like he's smoking marijuana. So how can you say that he's doing anything but that? He's not saying I'm taking a toke off of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost ain't nothing you put in your mouth and smoke. So it's a lie, people. It's just a filthy, dirty lie from hell that he's portraying to be biblical. And it's not. These people are amazing. And it's not just them. I'm telling you, there's a bunch of people out there. You got, like I say, the Rodney Howard Brown. You got Jesse Duplantis, who claims to went to heaven and had to help Jesus because Jesus was weak and tired and wore out. And he realized Jesus needed him. You know, the Lord don't need us. We need the Lord. Jesse's wrong. You got Benny Hinn, who can wave a coat and people all over in the audience just fall over because he claims when he waves his coat, the Holy Ghost comes out of his coat, I guess. I mean, it's sickening. It's just sickening. You got Fred Price, who says that, you know, he desires everybody should drive a Rolls Royce. He's got one. That's what everybody should be driving. You know, Robert Tilton. Robert Tilton, he'll sell anything to make a dollar. Mike Murdoch, he's the same way. He'll sell anything to make a dollar off the Lord. It's amazing. Peter Popoff, same way. He's got false prophecies. He's into the prosperity gospel. You got all these people. Robert Schuller, who was a feel good preacher, and look where he's at now. Bankrupt, lost his church building, everything. It's sickening. Then you got these self-anointed extreme prophets like Patricia King, that's falsifying everything in the name of God. You got Joel Osteen who says, well, I'm just not sure. Well, I don't know. Well, I just don't know. Every time you ask him about something, his answer is, I don't know. I don't do that. They talked about salvation and whether or not homosexuality is wrong and all this kind of stuff. And what's he say? I don't talk about those things in my church. I don't talk about those things. I'm here to help people. Well, if you're not going to talk about everything that's in the Bible, then don't talk about nothing, because you're being phony. You're being a liar. All you're doing is just whispering to people and disrespecting God. And that's what I'm saying, is that there's no respect. There's no reverence for the Lord. They're building these churches. They're calling them churches. They're calling them a place to worship God and to have the people come there. But then they don't worship God. They worship themselves. Don't want to put a cross in this church because I don't want it to offend anybody. If anybody's ashamed of the cross of Christ and the gospel, they are a liar. They're a cheater. They're a thief. And they're nothing but a spawn out of Satan himself preaching a false gospel. And that's the truth of the matter. There's no getting around it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care if your dad was a big time preacher or who you is. It don't matter. If you're ashamed of the gospel and ashamed of a cross of Christ and ashamed of the Lord, you're phony. You're a liar. You're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're preaching the gospel of yourself. And that's where a lot of these guys fail. They have no respect for God. They have no respect for the building they're building, the churches they build that they have the people worship in. There's no respect. None. You know, they got churches where they put coffee shops in them, for land's sakes. You're supposed to be there to worship God, not have donuts and coffee. I don't care who disagrees with me, folks. I'm telling you, I'm right. The Lord showed me I'm right. That's why I'm so adamant about it. That's why I get so upset about it. Because I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong, but you can't get these people to understand that. It's just wrong. And there's no reason it should be happening. None. You know, you've got tons of these preachers out there. It's so sad. It really is. Listen, let's continue this in the morning. There's a lot more to say. God bless you. We'll see you then. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.